Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor at First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my midweek podcast. I'm recording this on Wednesday, July the 29th, and we had a huge food pantry this morning. I understand that we had three different deliveries of food from the food bank and other places in order to handle everyone. It was an amazing effort by our volunteers, and we thank them. Before we get started in our lesson, I want to lift up a couple of people in prayer. I had a visit on the phone with Walt Welburn this morning. Some of you may know Walt had bypass surgery this past week, and he is home doing okay. But his girlfriend Dana had come to Fort Stockton to be with him for his surgery, and she had a heart attack. And so keep Walt and Dana in your prayers. Walt is at home recovering, but Dana is still in the hospital. Also, we want to keep Megan Schneider in our prayers this week. She is having a procedure this Friday down in the medical center, so keep Megan in your prayers. And Mary Louise and I got the sweetest letter from Janice Greiger, and I just wanted to pass it along to you because she told me she misses everyone here, but she loves living in Washington State, and she really rubbed it in about the weather. She loves the weather up there, and we miss Janice and wish her well, and I'm sure at some point she'll be back to visit with us, but keep Janice in your prayers too. Remember this last week we started a study of the book of Acts, and we talked a little bit about the first four chapters. Remember, Acts was written by a fella named Luke, but it never says so in the Bible that Luke is the author of Acts. We find that out by looking at church history a couple of hundred years after the New Testament was written, and Luke is ascribed to be the author of Acts in several of the second and third century documents. So we feel like he wrote Acts. And Luke Acts, it is meant to, and it does, answer the question, how did the Messiah of the Jews, whose beginnings of the church were strictly Jewish, how did that group come to have an overwhelmingly non-Jewish Gentile church later? And the book of Acts answers that question. And it also answers the question, how and why did the church move from Jerusalem to Rome? And then finally, we read about the two monumental figures of the book of Acts, and that would be Peter and Paul and their respective roles in the other church, in the early church. Remember, Peter was the leader of the group of Christians at the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. Peter was their leader. And how did that transpire, that gradually the Gentile part of the church would be led by Saul turned Paul? Luke is not mentioned, as I said, in Luke and Acts, but the early church tradition has him as its author. So today we'll talk a little bit about chapters 5 through 9. And I'm going to leave a lot of it for you to read and discover for yourself. Well, the first story we come to in chapter 5 is one of the most graphic stories in Scripture. You remember how in chapter 4, the early Christians had decided that they would not have individual property, that they would combine all of their possessions, and that everyone would be taken care of. Now, this was voluntary, but they decided as a group to do that. And so people started donating their goods and their property and their land and all to the early church to share it in common with the other Christians. Along comes Ananias and Sapphira. They are a couple, and they're a couple of some means, and they have property. And you remember last week I told you it would be hard for me to give away all my stuff. Well, Ananias and Sapphira felt the same way. And while they told the church and they told God that they were giving all of their possessions to the church, they didn't. They held some of it back secretly. And what happened when it was discovered that they held it back secretly, they confronted Ananias, and he sort of waffled on it, and he dropped dead. He just dropped dead on the spot. And a little later, when Sapphira came in, they asked her about it, and she was not any clearer in her answer than Ananias was. And they were told, said, you know, when your property is your own, you had it to keep if you wanted to, but you have lied not to just us, but you have lied to each to God. And what happened? Sapphira dropped dead on the spot too. And so they carried both of them out. And this is this story kind of makes me nervous. But I started looking at, and there is a guy named William Barclay, and he wrote the Daily Bible Studies, and it is the most readable commentary on the New Testament that I have ever come across. It was done in the mid 20th century, but it's still good for today. William Barclay was a Scottish theologian. And so I went to look up this part of Acts and what it says about Ananias and Sapphira. And here's what William Barclay had to say about it. There is no more vivid story in the book of Acts. There is no need to make a miracle of it. So Barclay doesn't spend much time worrying about the literal nature of the story. He just says that when we are not truthful in our relationships with each other and with God, nothing good can possibly come out of it. Well, so Ananias and Sapphira were hauled out on stretchers and buried. And then we read later that there are signs and wonders done by the early apostles, and then the Jewish leaders got on them. The apostles were brought before the Sanhedrin, and they were told not to preach anymore. And they were beaten and thrown out of the Sanhedrin. Well, the first of the sixth chapter is interesting. It's the first time that we read of any sort of leadership in the new church. It says that the widows and the orphans were not being taken care of sufficiently, and that they needed someone to help take care of them. And so deacons were appointed. Yes, that's where we get our word deacon, and the body of deacons in our church and other churches is called a diaconate. Well, that's where this office comes from, the sixth chapter of the book of Acts. Deacons were appointed to take care of the widows and the orphans and to make sure everything was divided evenly and no one was left out. You know what the word deacon, the translation of the Greek word diaconate means? It literally means table servant. I think it's kind of neat that when they made officers in the early church, they made sure that they were servants. Wow, I think that speaks volumes about the early church and its direction. Well, in the latter part of that same chapter, we come across Stephen, who was one of them appointed, and he was a wonderful preacher. He preached marvelously, but he preached so well that he got in trouble. and they were going to stone him to death. I want to invite you in that 6th and 7th chapter to read all of that yourself. But one reason this is important is that there is one guy who is looking on as Stephen was stoned to death. In fact, he helped hold the coats of those who were doing the stoning. His name was Saul, and he confesses his part in Stephen's martyrdom. And we read a little bit later in that first of the 8th chapter that Saul persecuted the early church, and he sought to bring all of the early Christians to justice before the Sanhedrin. We read about Philip the evangelist in chapter 8 and how he was called by God to witness to the Ethiopian eunuch. Now, a eunuch in the Jewish faith, they were outside of the synagogue. They were not at all permitted to worship. But Philip the evangelist, he witnesses at God's instruction, and the Ethiopian eunuch takes the church with him and starts converting others. And next comes the conversion of Paul in chapter 9. And we read that Saul was persecuting the new church as much as he possibly could. And he was on the road to Damascus. And when all of a sudden he was caught up short and he had a vision of the Christ on the road, and the Christ vision said to Saul, "Why are you persecuting me?" And Saul was struck blind. And we know the rest of that story, don't we? He went for several days blind. He was witnessed to, and he finally confessed. And at that point, he became the primary witness to the Gentiles in the early church. So at that point, when Saul is converted to Paul, and I invite you to read about that in the 8th and 9th chapters, that is when the church begins to change its emphasis from witnessing to only Jewish people who would become converts to the Christian faith. They started witnessing to Gentiles, and the church took off. Well, for next week, read on for a little bit more in the book of Acts, and we will see how at some points Peter and Paul fought like cats and dogs in the early church, and how the church came to be the beginnings of the church we are in today. Acts is such an instructional book about how we got to be right here as First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Conroe, Texas. Well, I invite you to tune in this weekend. We will have a worship podcast on Sunday, but I also want to invite you, if you'd like to, we're going to have Gethsemane. We're going to have a communion in the Garden of Gethsemane like we did a couple of months ago. At 10 o'clock, we will share communion together in the garden out by the parking lot, and we will be masked up, and we will be socially distanced, and we will be outside, so it's better for us. And we will take communion and maybe sing a song or two and have just a few minutes to visit with each other at a social distance. I miss y'all so much being with you on Sunday. I'm glad I can be here during the week, and I see a good many of you, but I really miss our time on Sunday morning. Until then, may God bless you and keep you. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.